This is Isaac Biscoya for KUAC. I'm down here at the Lower Commons on the University of Alaska campus, and I'm talking with several people for the Tahitian Youth Potlatch, and we're talking with
Agnes Pete,
Terry Tomczak,
Reggie Kuniak,
Alan Walunga.
And these people will be sort of running the potlatch tonight. And what are the activities going on tonight?
There'll be native dancing and sports, introduction of queens, and a camera raffle.
For the dances, Terry, what type of dances will you be giving?
The students that I have from the native dance class are going to be doing some Aleut dances, some Tlingit dances, and Southern Eskimo dances tonight.
Let's see, Roger and Alan, you both will be doing the games, and what type of games will you be having?
I have a brief list here. We'll be doing a knuckle hop, elbow walk, stick bent, high kick with the feet, high kick with the two feet. Also, we have our rear pull, air pull, back push, head push, and kneel jump, and wrist pull.
How many people will there be participating in the games, do you know?
I'm not sure, I don't know.
We have three demonstrators, and actually what we're doing is we're inviting the audience to participate in these activities, these sports. You will be demonstrated, and the audience will be asked to try these sports, native sports.
Who are the demonstrators?
We have Roger Kuniak here with us, and Louis Palkin, and Reggie Jewell.
Ms. Tomczak, how many people will be participating in the dances?
We're just going to have six people participating in the dances tonight, and the dancers tonight are Ernie Heeb, Jimmy Akaran, Roger Kuniak, Kate Lowen, Dee Kumakuk, and I'm going to dance tonight because two of our girls have to work and they can't be with us.
And these dances are from what area in Alaska?
The Aleut dances are from Unalaska and Akutan. The Tlingit dances are from the Chilkat Indians from Port Chilkoot, and then the Eskimo dances we're doing are from St. Mary's and from Fairbanks, taught by Mr. and Mrs. Amawak.
Thank you. These were the few people that will be running the potlatch tonight, and they are just about on their way.
The youth, the federation, who is sponsoring this potlatch, the beginning of the potlatch, I think we can explain why there aren't too many people here tonight. They want to come and eat tomorrow night. So I think Ms. Tomczak is going to start things out with her dance group. But before we do, I think we should tell you a little bit about the Tahitian Youth Group up on campus, up here on campus. They've been here since they were organized this fall to Agnes. Why don't you tell me?
Tahitian Youth Group consists of all the natives on campus, but there are only a small portion of them who are really active, and there have been native groups on campus in the last several years, but every year they just change their name, and we mainly exist as a social and political organization on campus to give the students a chance to participate in NIDA, to give them some experience in political life, and we try to encourage them to go on to, like this semester, we try to encourage several of the natives to run for ACRA president and the four chairmanships, but nobody felt they were ready. And socially, this is one of our first big events. We held a dance last semester, but this is one of our main events, and we want to try to get the students together once in a while so that they'll have a better chance to get into university life. And back to Harold.
29 people running for president. So if any two people voted for the same man, I think that person would have won. So Ms. Tomczak, you want to take your people out and start rolling? Maybe she can tell you a little bit about your dance.
I'd like to thank Agnes for inviting us to come and dance for you tonight. And thank you, Harold, for the introduction that you gave us.
Can you hear me if I talk about this? Dance class first. About 2 years ago, I was teaching a class in folk dancing on campus. And at that time, she was named Sharon Olin, and she's now Sharon Kern. Was in the class, and Sharon said to me, why don't you teach us any of the Alaskan dances? And I said, Sharon, I'd love to, but I don't know any. And she said, well, why isn't there a class on campus where our students can learn some of the Alaskan dances? And I told her truthfully that no one had ever thought of it before, but that if there was enough interest, I was sure that there could be a class. So Sharon and a few other students got busy, and they talked to the dean of the College of Behavioral Sciences, which is where the physical education department is located. And they got enough petitions from enough students so that there was a class formed. And then I was elected to teach the class. I thought, well, that's great, except what am I going to teach? Because I don't know any dances. How am I going to teach these dances? So we were able to get some money, and we were able to bring some people into campus to teach us the dances. And the first dance that we're going to do for you this evening is one of the first dances that I learned. It's an alley-oop dance. It was taught to us by Anfisa Shapsnikov and Willy Cherepanov from the Aleutian Islands. The name of the dance is Hini Hini, and the story of the dance is about somebody who is thinking about that someone special that only he knows about. And whenever he thinks about that person, it makes him very happy inside. It's not the person that he might be married to. It's not necessarily the person that he's living with, because he may have had no choice in that at all. But it's the one person that he holds very special that makes him very happy. It's necessarily a partner dance, and as we do this, I think you'll see that it's sort of a very happy dance, but it's also a dance that was done after the Russians came to the Aleutian Islands. And you'll see a great deal of Russian influence in this dance. I'd like to have the dancers come out. And the dancers tonight are Jimmy Akarin. Jimmy's from St. Mary's. And Kate Lowen. And Kate is from Auk Bay, Alaska. Roger Kuniak. And Roger's from Little Diomede. And Dee Kamakuk, and Dee is from White Mountain, and Ernie Hee, and Ernie, where are you?
Washington.
He's from the state of Washington. Okay, the first dance tonight is Hini Hini. Here in Fairbanks for quite a while, and this dance also tells the story And for those people who aren't familiar with Eskimo dances, the southern Eskimo dances are always performed with the men kneeling and the ladies or the women standing behind them. The men's dances, the motions are always much stronger than the women's motions. The women's eyes never really meet the audience as they dance because they're very shy people. They're very demure creatures, and they would never think of looking out at the audience. And all of the Eskimo girls in here know that it's very true. You wouldn't think of telling any of these guys what to do, would you? Our motions should be more graceful. Now, you'll notice that not all of us are wearing gloves, and it's because some of us forgot to bring gloves with us. But traditionally, gloves are worn, and so I want to apologize for those people who know the traditions. We are not wearing them simply because we forgot. But gloves are worn because we would not want to offend anyone with our hard work-worn hands. This story is the story of a little boy who packs up his things to go off on a journey. And first he has to walk, and then he flies, and finally he gets where he wants to be, and he gets to his grandmother's house. And his grandmother is quite old, and she carries a cane. Once he gets there, he helps her to clean up the house, and they throw the trash away. Okay? So this is the story of the dance that you're going to see, and it was taught to us by Oliver and Olga Amawa. Dance. In this dance, a man is walking out over the ice looking for seal. Eventually, he's going to spot the seal as it comes up through a blowhole in the ice. Once he does that, he has to go all the way back to get his kayak, and then again he walks out looking for the seal. Finally, he gets out, puts his boat into the water, starts to paddle his canoe, picks up his rifle, shoots it, and then harpoons the seal before it slips underneath the ice. Okay?
Yeah.
from the Tlingit Indian Nation, and this one was learned in Port Chilkoot, Alaska, from the Chilkat Indians. This is called the Ptarmigan Dance, and this dance is really a mating, courting, strutting dance in which the male ptarmigan is trying to attract a mate. And he does eventually attract a mate, and once he does, all the girls come out and join the men, and they dance together. So actually, the men will begin this one. The girls come in and join them a little bit later on, okay? And this is the ptarmigan dance.